yet. Illinois State Representative David Severn joining us this morning. David, how are you?
Doing great. Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to be on, Tom.
Last week had to be an exciting.
It sure was. It, you know, all the hard work with the campaign and still trying to, you know, wrap my head around all the things that the being on the stage, being sworn in, it's like, you know what, it's actually happening.
Yeah. It's actually happening. You're here.
Sir.
But yeah, I think the key is now is you know, not look like a dog that's caught a car and don't know what to do with it. You know, I mean, because there is so much, and I didn't realize this till a few years ago when talking to other people going into office, that these first few days, because there are ins and outs and rules and offices, that you literally have to know where to find the bathroom before you start to work.
Yes, sir, and I found that room already.
Yeah, good.
It doesn't have a name on it, but they told me that. I said, now that door right there, there's the restroom.
Okay.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
So now that you know that, you can move forward.
Yes, sir.
You know, because here's the thing, and I think I'm guilty of this too, David Severn joining us, Illinois State Representative, that, you know, with all the anxiety and all the messaging and how intense that was, that we expect an outcome instantly on a problem of this immense, of this size. I mean, the Senate says they're going to have their plan done by the end of the month, David.
Yes, sir. And we're excited about that as far as representatives. And we'll sure, we're going to take a look at that and see what we can do to help make something happen and get something done. And, you know, during the campaign, and as I've talked to you also and just talking to people every day, you know, people realize that we didn't get in this mess overnight. We're not going to be able to fix it overnight. But as Jim Durkin in his speech on Wednesday said, enough is enough. And I think that's my new saying that for this 100th General Assembly is that enough is enough. And today is a day to go forward. And, you know, in fact, Martin Luther King, I was reading a quote on my phone this morning, says the time is always ripe to do right. And you know what? The time is ripe right now to do what's right. And to do what's right is to get a balanced budget.
But is enough enough? Because when they reelect Speaker Madigan in the House, that maybe some people have not had enough of enough. I mean, because that's one of the signs that people looked at, that really nothing's changed.
Well, you're exactly right. I mean, sitting on that stage and looking out into the crowd and sitting there with my fellow representatives, I mean, you're exactly right. There are people that are like, really? I mean, after all that's gone on and hasn't gone on and the mess we're in, but, I mean, you talk about partisan there. It's still there.
Yeah, no doubt about it. But, you know, I got to tell you, this Senate plan, I'm trying to balance it and realize I know we got a problem. And here's the thing. Increasing the corporate income tax 5 to 7, personal income tax all the way up to 5. You know, when I look at that, I go, okay, all right, if you're going to do that, what's in there for me, the taxpayer, the property tax, the vote, what's in there for the Illinois resident? And I'm hard pressed to find it. Property tax freeze. Is that it?
Yeah. You know, there's a lot of different pieces to that pie, and that's what we're going to look at and see, but you're exactly right. There is a lot of pain in this state, and you know, what are we going to do? How are we going to get this thing rolling? And you know what concerns me is the last time there was a tax increase, the new revenue that came in, instead of paying down debt, here's what we did: we gave out more money and created more havoc in the state. So, increasing taxes is one thing, but what are you going to do with the money is another. And I think that's so vital for us to. Are we going to pay down bills? Are we going to actually get some things turned around? You know, just raising taxes doesn't fix this thing if you don't do the right things with it. The money that we have right now, are we doing the right things? I mean, there are people, as you know, hurting. And right here in this district, I've talked to people, businesses, organizations, all over, and there isn't one piece of this pie that's not hurting.
You know, it's interesting because you have to look when I'm reading the Tribune article on all the components of the Senate plan that was kind of surprise popped out about a week or so ago. Borrow $7 billion for back bills in the Senate plan as well. So raise taxes and borrow money are both included in there, and $7 billion is no small fare.
That's exactly right. And, of course, you got interest on that. And, You know, we had a meeting, Representative Harris had a meeting on Thursday morning with us Republican freshman representatives in his office just to kind of share some stuff with us on the finances or the lack thereof and where we're at and how we've gotten where we're at just so to make sure that we're all on the same page as far as the bleakness of this state. And, you know, there's not a simple answer, but we've got to work together to get something done.
Yeah, David, I know you and I'll be talking again soon. One of the things that goes on this time of the year, committee placements. Have you heard about committee placements, what you're being considered for?
No, that's going to go on this week. As far as I'll find out where my office is. I know it's going to be in the Stratton building, of course, but as far as which office I'll receive, I'm fully expected to get a broom closet, and then I'll find out who my secretary is, parking spot, committee, those things. That all happens this week as far as those committees, because actually Madigan, he's putting together the committees. They haven't even been, I'm sure he has them formed, but he hasn't left that out as far as to us what those committees are and then who's going to be on those. So looking forward to that. Of course, the things that are important to me are agriculture and coal and corrections and education and tourism and those things here in my district. And so I'm excited to be able to serve.
Have you come up with your first piece of legislation you want to propose?
Haven't put something together yet. We're looking at some different things, and there's a person up in Springfield I've been working with as far as legislation that. So we're working on that now.
Okay, David Severn, Illinois State Representative. Your first week of work will be completed. Completed what, tomorrow at noon? Is that right?
Yes, sir.
That's what I thought.